Well, I have a funny little story too. My name is Loveda, and it's about my nephew Lawrence that passed away just not too long ago. He grew up with us in Cerro. And so we went for wood one day, my mom and dad, in the wagon. And my mom packed a lunch, tortillas and apples. And so when we got there, my dad was chopping wood, my mom was stacking it, and we were supposed to fill in the holes, the cracks. And we did that for a while, and then, I don't know if he said it or I said it, that we should have lunch already. So we went and sat by a tree, eating the tortillas and the apples. My dad comes by with a log and he says, in Spanish, he said, "No miraron una zorra pasar por aquí? Did you see a zorra go by through here?" Okay. And we said, "No." And he said, "Con cuidado que no se coman las tortillas." That he make sure that a zorra wouldn't come by and eat our tortillas. So we got up pretty fast and started working again. Because we didn't want the zorra to come and eat our tortillas. That was fun.
They had a way of telling you something without telling you.
Like, get back to work.
Yeah. It wouldn't have worked.
I know.
If he'd said that.
He'd said that.
Right. Yeah. See, you can hear the things in these stories that our young people don't know. And that's what's valuable. Because maybe we remember the ladders and going down as a sled, but they don't remember that. They don't know. And I think that enriches this area for them.
Like I was telling Claire this morning about our bus rides in the winter. It snowed a lot, not like now, where you wouldn't see the fence posts for months at a time. And Mr. Felix Quintana was the bus driver. Oh my heavens. Let me tell you, those winter rides in the bus were quite exciting. We'd slide off the road and ride right along the fence until we came back on the road. Or there was the gas station right in the, where the memorial, Veterans Memorial is right now. And one time, there was a gas station there, and one time, we sleep right next to the pumps. And the kids would tell Mr. Quintana, "Fill that up, Mr. Quintana, since we're here already." Another time we went by what is now Eagle Rock Lake. It wasn't Eagle Rock then, it was named something else. And we almost went into the lake. The bus was almost like this, inside the lake almost. And he'd tell us, "Okay, kids, get off the bus and help push." So sometimes you had to push the bus in order to get to school.
Yeah.
What I remember about the bus is your dad used to drive it. And he was dating your mom. And he'd sit in the driver's seat, like he's driving, she's sitting right here. That was totally illegal.
No seatbelt,
no nothing. Yeah. One arm. And I used to think he was the handsomest person in the world. Your dad.
He was very awesome.
I had a crush on him when I was 12.
He would have loved to have heard that.
When she was telling her story about Norbert, you know, it brought back a lot of memories about my grandma, because you know, she was really good friends with Norbert and Bella, and everybody in town is sacred. I remember being a little girl and she'd drive up to the Rayals market and tell me, "Hita, go in and get me a pack of cigarettes." And there I would go into the Rayals market and come out with a pack of cigarettes for her Marble Lights. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that I remember that I wish these kids had. You know, we were fortunate enough to have Grandma Lucy for so long that she told us a lot. I learned a lot from her. But, you know, it brings back a lot of the childhood memories that I had of my grandma, my grandparents, of, you know, some of the stories that they used to tell. One story that I can remember of being a little girl, and this is in the 80s, is my cousin Daniel and I, we used to, we rode our bikes a lot. We were always at my grandma's. And if we weren't in the garden, we were riding our bikes and running around with all the neighborhood kids. But we used to pretend that our bikes could change into any car we wanted. Of course, this is the 80s. So like there was Lamborghinis and Corvettes, and like those were like the, so we would drive Lamborghinis and Corvettes, and that was, those were our vehicles for the day. What are we going to drive today? Or it would be a monster truck, or you know, whatever was in fashion at that time, that whatever we were watching on TV is probably what, where we were getting our ideas from. But we would ride up all the way up to my Tia Floritas, and if any of you guys have ever been back to my Tia Floritas, there's this nice long hill that comes down, and we'd just, as fast as we possibly could. I'm so surprised how we're all still alive. Because we would even pedal down the hill just to try to get more momentum and more speed, and then we'd ride it across the river. And you know, those were our summer days, you know, eating peas in the garden and getting yelled at for picking the apples off the neighbor's tree. And yeah, you know, those are the memories that I have of growing up here and being a part of that. We weren't put to work, I guess probably because I think maybe Daniel went with Grandpa on a couple of runs with the cows, but I never experienced having, you know, worked on a farm or anything like that. These girls have been fortunate enough to do that with Jason up at Grandma's farm, because that's how he grew up. So, but I didn't get that experience, but I think, you know, some of my other cousins may have with other families and stuff, but.